Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice Series. There's a concept of Hilchos Erevin that comes up in today's Daf, Erevin Daf Ches, that we already came across the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf, and that is of a Tel HaMislakith. If you have an incline, if you have a slope, if you have a mountain, if you have a hill, which has a certain incline, specifically if you have a 10 Tvachim high over the distance of 4 Amos, which is roughly a 25 degree angle to the distance of 4 Amos, and it's highly recommended to watch the videos on All Daf of bringing Erevin to life of Rabbi Shwed and Rabbi Shatkin together, which they show how they measure using technology and how it could be applied in contemporary Erevin. But in the Gemara in today's Daf as well, there's a reference to such a concept, although it's not explicit. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Ches, Amr Aleph, the second wide line, discusses a certain mavui. Ma'aseh b'mavui, there's a story with a mavui. Echad shetzidu echad kol hayam, that one of the ends of the mavui led into the sea, led into the ocean. And the Gemara assumes that there would be a mechitza there. The ocean would be one of the walls, one of the barriers, one of the mechitzos for the mavui. The question is, where's the barrier there? Where's the wall? So the poskim explain is because we're using this mechanism, this concept of halacha of tel hamislakit, since there's an incline going down from ground level into the ocean, into the river, into the water. So that incline, assuming, presumably, it satisfies the guidelines of 10 tfachim deep over the distance of 4 amos, that could satisfy as a mechitza. There's an interesting Beis Meir. The Beis Meir quotes from the Maharit. It says that these guidelines, these specifications, this incline of 25 degrees is not relevant when we're discussing going into water. That's only if you have a hill, if you have a mountain in which people walk. Rashi explains the Gemara Shabbos that why is it that Tel HaMislak is able to constitute as a wall, as a mechitza? It's because people typically don't walk on an area that has such an incline. However, says the Maharit, the Chiddush, an interesting idea, that since people don't typically walk there because of the water, even if the incline isn't that steep, it could satisfy as a mechitza as well. But what is this idea of a Tel HaMislakit, the incline satisfying the concept of having a barrier? So there's really a machlokas, a lamdish machlokas among the more recent achronim. There's a machlokas between Reb Chaim Salvich, Reb Chaim Brisker, and the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish explained that it's really a wall, it just happens to be crooked, happens to be on an incline. However, Reb Chaim argued. Reb Chaim said, no, a wall has to go straight up. So where's the wall? It's only in an incline. Explains Reb Chaim, no, because if you look really carefully, look close up, every incline really is, in a sense, like steps. It goes in, then up, in, then up. And explained Reb Chaim that if it's within these guidelines of 10 tefachim high within 4 amos, each little bit that goes up is able to be combined with each other, and ultimately I have a wall that's all 10 tefachim going straight up because I'm able to combine each little part that goes up.